Good day, good evening, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of B-Movie Mania. It's Paul Brooks, and I'm coming to you today live from WonderCon 2017 in Anaheim, California, at the Anaheim Convention Center. I'm hanging out with my lovely girlfriend, Stephanie. Say hi, Steph.
Hello.
And it's been a pretty wild day. We've been wandering around, looking at all the stuff that WonderCon has to offer. And we're going to kind of go around and try something here. We're going to track down some people who are dressed up as various different things, and there's plenty of them. And Steph, what are we going to ask them?
What their favorite bad movie is.
Yes. So let's go get some opinions from some of the attendees of WonderCon and find out what the people's favorite bad movie is. What is your name, sir?
Dustin.
What's your name, ma'am?
Antonina.
We have a podcast called B-Movie Mania. It's about bad movies. And I'm simply wondering if you guys have a favorite bad movie of all time.
Sure. The one that I worked on, Sharknado.
There you go. Obviously.
You're slamming your own movie. That's great. I like that, right?
It's actually Sharknado 3, the one I worked on.
Okay. Yeah. Which, what is that? Oh, Hell No or
yes.
Something?
Yes.
I have no idea. There's a good collection of them.
There's plenty out there, but take
Killer
your time.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, right?
Excellent choices. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate
Thank you very
it. Thank you. What's your name?
Emerson Gregory.
Okay. And you are dressed as?
Mario.
Very nice. Okay, Mario, we're wondering, what is your all-time favorite bad movie?
I guess Teen Ape. Is a movie... Have you heard of Teen Ape?
I've heard of a lot of bad movies. I'm not sure if I've heard of Teen
it's
Ape.
It's a terrible movie made by, like, a bunch of maybe 20-year-old kids that... I don't know how, but they got it onto Netflix. And so it was on Netflix, and my friends and I, we were looking for things to watch, and we watched this just stupid-ass movie, and it had no good jokes in it. And it was just... Like, it's more that we like it because we watched it and sat through it.
Right.
We probably don't actually like it.
I understand what you're saying, but props for sitting through it.
I'll look it up. It's terrible.
Yeah. I will check it. It's always nice when I hear about something that I haven't heard of because we do a lot of this. So thank you for the tip.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
What are you dressed as today?
I'm a millennial Viking.
And what exactly does a millennial Viking entail?
Well, he's born in the wrong time period. Fortunately, he has to get used to the ways of technology and succeeds very, very viciously.
Got it. Okay, so here's the question we want to know. What is your all-time favorite bad movie?
Bad movie. The Room.
That's the correct answer.
The Room.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, is he here? Is Tommy was here?
Tommy's around somewhere, probably. Really nothing compares to The Room.
Hey, what other movie are you allowed to throw spoons at a screen? Like,
exactly.
That's awesome.
What's your name, sir?
The Joker.
All right, the Joker is in the house. And Joker, we've been wondering, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Living Dead of the Chicken, something like that. I forget the name, but I remember it's like everybody in the fried chicken, and suddenly turn into the chicken zombie.
Poultrygeist.
Ah, yeah, Poultrygeist. That one.
Yes, that's an excellent choice.
Yeah, I enjoy that very much.
So now we learned a little something about the Joker today. He goes home when he's done committing crimes and watches Poultrygeist. Okay, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike, you are dressed as?
Bubba Fett.
All right, very nice. Here's what we're asking people today. What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Maybe Killer Tomato.
Very excellent choice. Thank you, sir.
Cool.
What's your name?
My name is Amber Moon.
And what are you dressed as today?
I'm dressed as Poison Ivy.
Very nice. What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Favorite bad movie of all time? Sharknado.
Have you seen all of them?
No, I've only seen the first one. How many do they have now? Four?
It's four now, yeah.
Oh my gosh! I need to have a movie watching marathon now.
You gotta get caught up.
I have to get caught up, but that's my favorite B-weighted one.
Thank you very much. What is your name, sir?
My name is Doc Brown.
Okay, very nice. Doc, what we're asking people today is, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Ooh, favorite bad movie. Killer Bimbos is pretty high up there. Clowns from Outer Space, that's right up in there.
Sound like a man who knows his B-movies.
Somewhat, somehow, yes.
What is your name?
Black Canary.
Black Canary, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Hands down, Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Betty, yes. Excellent answer. Maybe the best answer of the night, quite frankly. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And thank you very much. What is your name?
Heather.
And who are you dressed as tonight?
Barf.
Excellent. Barf, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Bad movie.
Don't say Spaceballs.
Oh, no,
great.
No. That's a great movie. Trollhunters. I'll say Trollhunters.
Trollhunters.
I may have fallen asleep.
During Troll Hunter?
Yes.
Well, then it must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, for me.
Thank you very much.
Yes, of course.
Have a good night. What's your name?
Elias.
And who are you dressed as today?
I am Peter Quill.
Very nice. What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Ooh, favorite bad movie. Like a B-rated movie?
Correct.
Ooh. Ball versus Python.
Wow. Is that a Sci-Fi Channel original movie?
Yup.
Very nice. Excellent answer.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
What's your name?
My real name?
Whatever you want to do.
Raphael.
Hey, Raphael. What are you dressed as today?
Slash the Rock God.
Absolutely. Give us a little sample. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to know. What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Drive-Thru. It's a bad horror movie.
I don't believe I've heard of it. Is it 80s, 90s?
In 2006.
Oh,
and
wow,
it was and it's about this stupid restaurant murder, and it's haunted by this stupid clown, and when the first time I saw it, I honestly thought, oh, cool, it's going to be cool. But it turns out it was horrible instead of horror.
So after you're done rocking out with GNR, you go home and you put on some Drive-Thru.
I just go home and drink some booze and then have sex with girls.
Yeah, damn right. Thank you, Slash.
No problem.
Okay, what's your name?
Eric.
And what are you dressed as today?
Steampunk Batman.
Very cool. It looks like you put a lot of time and effort into it.
Overall, it's kind of evolved over the years.
Okay, so. Cool. Well, the question we're asking tonight is, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Ooh, it kind of depends on how bad or low you want to go. Remember, I think it was like Rollerball, something like a hand puppet is one of the main characters. That was a spectacularly bad one among others that I've seen. So.
Very nice. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. What's your name?
Michael Flores.
And who are you dressed as today?
I'm actually just a Star Trek captain. A friend of mine was doing a fan film, and that all sort of fell apart after the CBS, so he had these nice shirts made.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
So the question we're asking tonight is, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Favorite bad movie?
I know there's plenty of bad episodes of Star Trek, but that doesn't count, so.
A lot of people don't like the Stallone Dread version. I liked a lot of it, you know, so I have to admit. And actually, I have modified a cosplay that I mix both the Stallone version of Dread and the Carl Urban version, and it goes over pretty well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting answer. Thank you much.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Aaron.
And who are you dressed as today?
I am dressed as Seymour Wellborn.
And you look fantastic, as does the plant.
Thank you.
What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
I mean, the original Little Shop of Horrors was pretty bad in the 1960s. So.
I think considering your costume, that's a pretty appropriate answer to go with.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is Bill.
Bill, what are you dressed as today?
I am a steampunk military jetpack kind of guy.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you very much. Most of it is my wife's invention. Great job.
Thank you.
The question we're asking tonight is, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
Bad movie of all time. Sharknado. Loved it. Loved how awful it was. I don't know how many others I've seen, but I thought they were all great.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
What's your name?
I'm Zach, actually.
And who are you dressed as today?
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Yes, you look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
The question we're asking people tonight is, what is your favorite bad movie of all time?
My favorite? Oh, man, you should have prepped me for this one.
That's the thing, I'm putting you on the spot.
No problem. Favorite bad movie? Probably The Leprechaun. That horror movie with, like, Leprechaun, and it makes no sense.
The first one?
The first one. Is he, like, an alien? What is he? I forget. I haven't seen the movie before, but it's a very bad horror movie, but it's really good.
That's a great answer. I would suggest you check out Leprechaun 4 in Space at some point.
I will definitely have to try that out.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, what's your name?
Mike Boyd.
And who are you dressed as today?
Doofus Rick.
What is your favorite bad movie of all time?
The Land Before Time.
I think The Land Before Time is a bad movie.
That's my favorite movie.
Anything else, or is that it? Are you sticking with that?
I'm sticking with that.
Okay, very nice. Thank you much.
It's B-Movie Mania.
Well, folks, there you have it. People's answers for their favorite bad movies of all time. Some good answers.
Some really, really bad answers.
And not the good kind of bad. The just you clearly don't watch too many bad movies kind of answer.
I mean, who would have The Land Before Time as their answer?
Rick, apparently. So we're back here chilling at our hotel room after a long day of WonderConning. And we said to ourselves, you know what? Let's crack open a beer.
And
we said to ourselves, let's crack open a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And let's put on a bad movie. Or not necessarily a bad movie, but a B movie.
Yeah.
So, Steph, I said, what do you want to do? And so what are we going to watch tonight?
Snake Eater, starring Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, hells yeah.
Hells yeah.
I love it. It's been a while since I've seen it. How about you?
It's been about 5 years or more.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to give it a go, drink a couple beers here at the hotel room. And then after we're done with the movie, I'm going to come back and give you a quick critique of Snake Eater. And by the way, we're watching it on YouTube, so you're going to be able to watch the movie as well if you'd like.
Yay! I'm excited.
Okay, very, very crucial, important thing here. We're going to need some drinking rules for Snake Eater.
Drinking rules!
Probably the only rule that you need for Snake Eater: drink every time Lorenzo Lamas does something awesome. And honestly, by the end of the movie, you'll probably be feeling pretty good if you got something to drink.
Yeah, and anytime we see a white trash hillbilly person drink.
Anytime you see one? Because that's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, Steph is looking to get drunk tonight, so here we go.
Hey, Lou. No, you asked me? This guy? Got a few screws loose. Hey, don't let this kid fool you. I checked him out personally. He was a Marine, one of the elite.
Huh?
Yeah, he was hooked up with an outfit called Search and Destroy.
Now, what's that, Lou?
The Marines called them Snake Eaters.
Oh, shit.
You know, you gotta be one tough son of a bitch to make it as a Snake Eater. And from what I hear, this guy, Kelly?
Yeah?
He was one of the best.
All right, we're right in the middle of Snake Eater right now. We're doing it. It's great stuff. And I just realized, you know what? Mike Hayes, co-host of B-Movie Mania, is a huge fan of Snake Eater. So I figured, you know what? Let's give Mike a call and see what he has to say real quick about Snake Eater.
Hey, Paul, thanks for having me on your podcast.
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike. I really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, no problem. I've loved all the costumes this year. It's been really great.
Yeah, it's been a really great WonderCon. You know, we had a long day, and we figured at the end of a long WonderCon, you know what goes really well in the evening?
Space Ghost?
Not quite.
Oh, it's my favorite costume this year, though. There's been so many Space Ghosts.
Yeah, there's been some great Space Ghosts this year.
Anyway, sorry. What goes best after a long day?
A little snake eater in the hotel room.
Oh my goodness, that's right.
So
snake eater, which one?
Number one.
Oh, the Ridge.
Yeah.
Those hillbillies. That Horseshack guy. That motorcycle jet ski.
You know it.
So, oh, I know it. Very good.
Obviously,
very well.
You're a very big fan, so I thought, you know what? Let's call up Mike Hayes and get his thoughts real quick on Snake Eater 1.
Oh, well, you know my thoughts, Paul. You know that I have two words to say about Snake Eater 1.
Yeah.
Hell fuck yeah. Sorry, three words. Hell fuck yeah.
Correct. Don't you prefer, isn't your favorite Snake Eater movie Snake Eater 2?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I say Snake Eater 2, the Drug Buster is my favorite. I think on the surface, when you describe Snake Eater 2, the Drug Buster, it is the better sounding of the two. I mean, you've got Speedboat, his sidekick. But I don't know if Speedboat can compare to the motorcycle jet ski in one, to be honest, if we're honest.
Right.
Man, then there's the pranks of him, like, crawling through the... the vents and the wheelchair battles on the roof, it's hard to pick, I think, really. I think they're both good in their own. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark versus Temple of Doom, in my mind. Like, they're basically the exact same quality and same enjoyment of movies.
Right.
You got your original, your classic Snake Eater, your original Raiders of the Lost Ark. They're the classic movies. Everyone's going to love those ones. But then you got the little nuances in the sequels where they're maybe a little darker. There's no lighting in these vents, Paul. I mean, but there's a pizza guy in there, and he's coming on through.
It's a tough call. But, you know, Snake Eater 1, you just can't go wrong with all those booby traps.
There's so many booby traps in one, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's Rambo, it's just not Rambo, but it's Rambo.
Exactly. Mike, I want to say thank you for chatting with us and giving us your input for Snake Eater 1. We really appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Snake Eater 1 is so good. So I'm happy to say hell fuck yeah about it.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Cool. All right, buddy. We'll see you on the podcast.
You'll at least hear me. I don't know where you're at that you're going to see me. I'm not sitting in your damn toilet, so I'm not a toilet troll here, okay?
Copy that. That's just me.
Oh, you're the toilet troll. Okay.
Correct.
Well, either way, then. All right, buddy. I'll check you later.
All right. Sounds good. See ya.
Bye.
That was Mike Hayes from B-Movie Mania. He's a huge Snake Eater fan, as are you.
Yes, I am.
You guys got a lot in common.
Underwear, soldier.
What, you think I know how to wire my underwear?
Honey, it looks like you got the whole radio station.
So, listen, we wrapped it up. We finished Snake Eater. It was amazing. Let me just, let me get some thoughts from you on some of the stuff that happened. How did you enjoy what Mike mentioned earlier, the motorcycle jet ski?
I thought the motorcycle jet ski was pretty awesome. He could go anywhere that he wanted to capture the hillbillies and go set up those traps and be shirtless and be Lorenzo Lamas. So
he was shirtless for a large portion of this movie. Do you think that for some reason that was an attempt by the filmmakers to pull in a larger female audience for this sort of weird backwoods deliverance movie?
Absolutely, and he was always glistening with sweat, too, in all the right places, so I definitely agree with that.
Well, Steph, let me ask you, if you were in a room with a Lorenzo and you were worried that he was wearing a wire, what would you do? How would you go about handling that sort of situation?
I mean, I would get into a strip-off with him, just in case, just to make sure that he wasn't wearing that wire.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was very, very surprised that the boyfriend wasn't that upset whenever he walked in with his crony guy.
Right. Yeah, there's sort of a drug dealer type dude coming in and apparently wasn't all that upset that Soldier was on the floor with his girlfriend, completely naked.
Yeah, and they were wondering where he put the wire. And,
Larry Zonka and his detective partner are parked outside in the car, and they're trying to figure out, okay, Soldier, that's Lorenzo Lamas's character in this movie, he's named Soldier, he had a wire somewhere on him during this drug bust, but he took all of his clothes off. So where's the wire?
It's in his hair.
Yeah, but where? But when they ask him, where's the wire, what does he do?
He slaps himself in the butt.
As if to say...
it was up his butt. How would you be able to hear anything if it was there? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, this whole movie doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean...
this movie makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Rating time!
I absolutely love this movie. It was great getting to rewatch it with you. Let me ask you, 1 out of 100 soldier booby traps, what would you give Snake Eater?
I would give it 90. I mean, it's one of my favorite movies. The best scene of the whole movie is whenever he swerves to avoid those people in the road and he launches up on this ramp and does this front flip and breaks a table of this bad guy that gets really upset and he gets into a fight. That's by far the best scene in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I always wonder what those things with the little knobs are for.
There's so many great parts of this movie. The bar fight, all the booby traps going on out in the woods to catch all the, you know, Deliverance-esque bad guys. The opening scene, of course, with the wire, Are You Wired strip-off. Super good. There's just so much great stuff going on in this movie.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely 90.
You know, you're not going to believe this, but I was thinking about it while I was watching the movie, and I am also going to give it 90 out of 100 soldier booby traps. Snake Eater is fantastic. We did just watch it on YouTube here in our hotel room on Steph's tablet, so we'll post a link down below to the version that we watched. It looked good, it sounded good, and you can't go wrong with Snake Eater.
Absolutely. Watch it.
If I understand correctly, you met Mr. Lorenzo Lamas once. Is that true?
Yeah, I was at a Starbucks in Beverly Hills. I used to work in Beverly Hills, and he was there, and we were in line, and I normally don't go up to celebrities or anything, but I just couldn't resist. I walked up to him and told him how much I loved him in Snake Eater. And he said, thank you. So I didn't really meet him, but it was pretty awesome just to see him.
He saw you, you saw him, you conversed briefly.
Yeah, it was pretty great. Yeah.
It's pretty rad. You know, I should have asked Mike when I had him on the phone. He has also met Lorenzo Lamas at one point. And what happened was we were at a convention and Lorenzo was there, and he went up to Lorenzo and said, hey, I really love you in the Snake Eater movies. And Lorenzo said, yeah, those were fun. And that was it. So it seems like Lorenzo is really into brevity.
Yes. He's a great guy, actually. He seemed like he was pretty nice.
Thank you, everyone, very much for listening to this special WonderCon 2017 edition of B-Movie Mania. We hope you enjoyed it. And, hey, if you want to post what your favorite bad movie of all time is, post a little comment below, you know, tweet at us, get at us on Instagram, Facebook, all the good stuff. We want to hear what your favorite bad movie of all time is. Steph, what's your favorite bad movie of all time? We can't talk about that because that's going to be my next pick for the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I'll bleep it out.
I don't know. This is my favorite.
I know. Well, now I got to bleep that out too. All right. You know what? Let's wrap this up. Thanks for hanging out with me this weekend at WonderCon.
It was so much fun. I had a blast.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for listening, B-Movie Maniacs, and we'll see you next time on B-Movie Mania! Uncle Lloydie, take it away.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!